That edition of Words and Music, Feasting with Panthers, was produced by Clive Portbury and first broadcast last year. This is BBC Radio 3. It's now midnight and time for Jazz Lineup with Julian Joseph.
Hello. On today's show, new CDs from Soweto Kinch, Hungarian pianist Peter Rozsnoy, and London Jazz Awards winner Norma Winston. Highlights of a concert set from master percussionist Treelock Gurtu and an interview with Mercury Music Prize finalist pianist-composer Kit Downs. Now first up, a man you may have seen whilst watching Jamie Cullum at the prom this year, guitarist Martin Taylor. His new album is called Last Train to Hotville and features him with his Spirit of Django outfit, and this is Double Scotch. Thank you. excellent Martin Taylor with his Spirit of Django, and that was the very jolly Double Scotch, and you can see Martin's Spirit of Django as one of the headliners at this year's Scarborough Jazz Festival on Saturday, September the 25th. Incidentally, it's Gypsy Jazz guitarist Django Reinhardt's centenary. The festival runs from the 24th to the 26th of September, featuring saxophonist, spiritual mascot and compere Alan Barnes. Others at the festival include vocalists Anita Wardell and Ian Shaw, saxman Tim Whitehead's Colour Beginnings Project, Julian Arguiles with Brian Kellock, guitarist Nigel Price, and piano grandmaster Stan Tracy with his quintet featuring Bobby Wellens and Guy Barker. At Scarborough Jazz Festival, there's also an array of fringe events featuring both youth bands, photography exhibitions. For more information, check out the festival website. So, from the north of England to the Midlands, and the tirelessly creative saxophonist, composer, and social poet Soweto Kinch. His latest release is called The New Emancipation and features his socially conscious and often humorous approach to rap and hip-hop, intelligently juxtaposed against his hardcore straight-ahead musical explorations, with some attractive R&B vignettes thrown in for good measure. This is On the Treadmill.
Thank you.
Very funky Soweto Kinch and On the Treadmill featuring trombonist Harry Brown from his latest CD, The New Emancipation, released today on Soweto Kinch Recordings. It's an enjoyable album with something for everyone. A few weeks ago, I went to see the Swingle Singers in concert, and right at the end of the show, they invited Norma Winston to sing Jimmy Rolls's composition, The Peacocks. She was magnificent and completely transformed the energy in the club, giving the most superb rendition of what I know is a great song. Her new album is called Stories Yet to Tell and is out now on the ECM label, and this is Sisyphus.
he goes, wondering what he knows.
Norma Winston and the gentle and lilting Sisyphus from her latest recording on ECM, Stories Yet to Tell. Norma, along with Cleveland Watkiss, are this year's recipients in the vocal category of the first London Jazz Awards, an award created to celebrate excellence and the diversity of talent in the capital. Pianist John Turville was voted Best Musician, and our congratulations go out to them all. Pianist John Law, bassist Sam Burgess and drummer Asaf Serkis' latest release is called Congregation and is Volume 4 in their Art of Sound series. The Art of Sound is also the name of their trio, and this is Still Life. Thank you. The Art of Sound Trio and their very hymn-like Still Life from their latest CD, Congregation. The Art of Sound are drummer Asaf Serkis, bassist Sam Burgess and pianist John Law. And you can catch them on October the 30th at the Sage Gateshead with bassist Tom Farmer stepping in for Sam Burgess. If you can't wait till then, John Law plays the Holy Trinity Church in Bradford-on-Avon with Nick Sorensen's quartet on the 25th of September. On the 22nd of October at 1 p.m, he plays solo piano at Anglia Ruskin University, Cambridge. And remember, that's an afternoon concert. Asaf Serkis plays The Spice of Life in London on Thursday, September the 23rd, and the Olivier Theatre in Petersfield on Friday the 24th. Both concerts are with his own trio, and there'll be a special concert set from Asaf Serkis' band feature on Jazz Lineup over the coming months. This is Jazz Lineup on BBC Radio 3 with me, Julian Joseph, on FM, online and on DAB Digital Radio. Coming up shortly, an interview with a young pianist following in the footsteps of Guy Barker, Soweto Kinch, Led Bibb, Portico Quartet and Zoe Rahman, Mercury Music Prize finalist 2010, Kit Downs. He was nominated for his debut album on Basho Records called Golden. He's no stranger to accolades, as he was a former member of the critically acclaimed band Empirical. Before we hear from Kit, let's hear the title track of his album. This is Golden. Thank you. Kit Downs and his trio, and that was the title track of his album, Golden. Well, it is my pleasure to say that we have Kit in the studio. Welcome, Kit Downs, to Jazz Lineup.
Hi, Julian.
And congratulations on your Mercury Music Prize nomination and being a finalist. How was all of that?
It was great. It was a very new experience for me, especially being in a more mainstream kind of music world for a couple of months. Was a very strange experience, but a very positive one as well, to know that there are still a few kind of outlets in mainstream media for jazz music and for improvised music. And I think the best thing was just being able to talk about jazz and talk about things that I really like and the music that I love to a wider audience, and hope that maybe some people can get into that kind of music from that.
Did you find that you were connecting in that kind of arena?
Honestly, not really. I think a lot of it comes down to intention. When I started out making music, when I chose to do jazz music, I sort of made peace with the fact that my definition of a career was going to be a very different one to someone that maybe goes into pop music or really mainstream media music. And in that sense, I was a bit of an unknown quantity in that whole awards, just because we'd sold very few records compared to Dizzy Rascal or Paul Weller. Mm-hmm. And we were quite happy to say that the success wasn't measured in terms of record sales for us. It was measured in terms of quality of the music and by the people that do choose to listen to it, how much they enjoy it, rather than how many people that chooses to be. The music we make, it's not intended for that purpose, to win over people. It's just meant to be what it is, and to be as honest reflection of, you know, the music that we hear in our heads. So I think we did sort of stand out a little bit just in terms of our whole setup, in terms of, you know, the relationship with the media and the record label is tiny compared to a lot of those other things. So it was strange, but as well, you know, we learned a lot of things from the experience, from being around, you know, bigger acts and being around those kind of people. So it was very good for us.
Tell us about the trio, and I mean, you sound like sort of the Three Musketeers, sort of, you know, one for all and all for one. How did you come together?
We met at college, mm-hmm. at the Royal Academy of Music. Mm-hmm. I was in the same year as the drummer, James, and Callum was the year above. And I don't know, we just naturally started playing together. We kind of heard each other in different things straight away, and really wanted to play with each other. And we ended up playing in a lot of other bands together. Mm-hmm. As you know, it's if you have a kind of rhythm section that works well, often you end up playing with a lot of different people with that rhythm section. Mm-hmm. And so that was a sort of initial stage for us. We just played with a lot of different people together, played a lot of different kind of musics together. And then I started writing music after I started getting lessons with Tom Corley. And he sort of encouraged me for the first time to really play my new music, and this band was what I wanted to play it with. So I started writing a lot of music, and some of it worked and some of it didn't, and eventually we just sort of started on the long road.
So what do you want from your trio, or is that something that's conscious
musically, or
yeah, musically?
That sort of problem doesn't exist for me anymore until something changes, I guess, just because I was very careful with who I picked in the first place. Mm-hmm. I remember speaking to Billy Cobham. He said the best thing you can do for a band is to pick the right people at the very start. Then anything you do is kind of going to work from there. You know, I want to feel like I don't have to say a lot to them, and that they instinctively sort of feel something for my music, and I'm happy with what they instinctively feel for it. I mean, sometimes obviously you have to say things because it's a point of reference thing rather than a taste thing. But I have very similar taste to those guys, and we grew up listening to the same music, and we discovered the same music at the same time for a lot of things. So I think for us it's a really ongoing thing, and we never sort of treat it as a finished article either, that we've sort of achieved some sound or anything. We're always listening to new music, and the whole thing is always changing. And that's the kind of weird thing about sort of getting a lot of exposure when you're young, is it's a really volatile thing you're having exposure on, because it's changing so much and you're listening to so much new music. So in that sense, we're always checking out new stuff, so it's always in a state of change.
Well, let's go to the next piece we're going to hear, and it's called Jump Minzy Jump. What's that about, and just give us a little analysis of how you see the piece.
I really like cats.
You look a little bit like a cat.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
I love David Attenborough's shows, basically.
Now you're a jazz cat.
Now I'm a jazz cat. Yeah, I love David Attenborough, and I love his films, and I love the kind of impish sense of fun they have. And this is kind of about that, I guess.
Well, this is Kit Downs and the trio, and Jump, Mincy, Jump. Jump, Mincy, Jump, and Kit Downs from his album Golden on Basho Records. And I'm pleased to say that I'm speaking with Kit Downs. What is it that makes you you, in your opinion?
I was sort of encouraged to just make my own choices in music, which I feel very lucky for, because I wanted to join the choir. I was never pressed into anything, and I kind of never had the kind of pushy parent thing. And even when I went to music college, that was my choice to do it. And it was my choice to stay there always, and it was my choice to go to the Royal Academy and all these things. I kind of never felt pressure really from them to sort of have to be anything in particular, whether that be an organist or a lawyer or whatever, you know. I kind of was happy sort of just going about not really knowing what I was going to be, and just listening to music, and they were very supportive and would always make sure I had records to listen to. And and then as well, the friends that I had growing up, the people around me. In Norwich, we had a really great jazz scene, really young. And basically because of this guy called Dave Amos, who ran the Norwich Students Jazz Orchestra. And we all would go to that and play every week, play new music. That's where I learned to read chord symbols. When I first went there, I was playing a big C major triad whenever the letter C came up, because I had no idea what to do, you know. Just being in a band regularly at the age of 12 or something was massively invaluable. And I met people like Freddie Gavita, George Crowley, Sam Crockett, Dave Smith, all people that I play with now still. And these were people that were into the same kind of things. In fact, Freddie Gavita even taught me kind of the rough bits of my first jazz piano, because he's a freaky guy who can play anything, really. And so I kind of, being around those people was really inspirational and allowed me to be excited about music and to be able to play it as well, which is quite rare, I think, being able to play with other musicians in this quite sort of niche sphere of music. I felt very lucky to be around those kind of people. And then going to Purcell, I was surrounded again by ridiculously talented musicians, far more so than me. And when I got there, I was totally freaked out, because all these people were beautiful musicians already at age 14, 15. And, and a lot of them have, you know, gone on to be very successful and very brilliant musicians and composers.
Tom Corley's become very important to you in your sort of adult musical sphere. And you did a duo album called Homely. Some of the pieces that are on Golden are also on Homely. And the final track we're going to listen to is composed for Tom. It's called Tom's Tune.
I've had two jazz piano teachers in my life that have really shaped everything, basically. And mm-hmm. first was Simon Colum at Purcell School, mm-hmm. who was an amazing teacher and really taught me the foundations of everything and the history and the lineage, and mm-hmm. got me checking out Bud Powell for the first time, and then I freaked out about that for 3 years. And, and then Tom Corley, which got me freaking out about composition and mm-hmm. and writing music and being creative. And so it was sort of the perfect people at the perfect time, really. I kind of... So I wanted to write something for him, so that was it.
What are your ambitions? What are your goals for the next year or two?
Just to be able to feel that I'm always in a position where I can write my own music for the people that I want to play it with and then gig it. Mm-hmm. I think as long as I can maintain a position where I can always do that, whether that be in the UK or Europe, whatever, and live, obviously, as long as I can do that, I think I'm going to be fairly happy. As I said, I don't like to set out too much in stone, but I mean, I'm always looking for new things to do, new projects, new people to play with. I don't really believe in sitting in one place. I get quite agitated and kind of want to do a new project. It's like I'm doing a thing with an animator at the moment, just because I realised that I've never done anything with visuals before in my life, and it's such an important part of music that I haven't explored. So it's, I just want to feel like that I've always got the network to do stuff that I want to do musically. Mm-hmm. And I think as long as that's sort of going on, it'll be all right.
Sounds like you're, you know, well on your way to achieving your goals, and I wish you more success.
Thank you.
This is Tom's Tune. Tom's Tune, written by my special guest Kit Downs, and many thanks to Kit for coming in to speak with me. The Mercury Music Prize nominated album Golden is out now on Basho, and you can catch Kit, Callum Gourley and James Madron on their short tour of Ireland, which kicks off on Wednesday the 22nd of September for 5 days till Sunday the 26th. They play Limerick Jazz on the 22nd, Navan Arts Centre on the 24th, the Sonic Arts Research Centre in Belfast on Saturday the 25th, and finish up at JJ's in Dublin on Sunday the 26th. You're listening to Jazz Lineup with me, Julian Joseph, on BBC Radio 3, on FM, online, and on DAB Digital. Now to highlights from our concert set recorded by the European Broadcasting Union, the EBU. The artist is master Indian percussionist Trilok Gurtu, a musician who has blended and adapted Indian classical traditions with jazz and world music, collaborating with the likes of John McLaughlin, Jan Garbarek, Joe Zawinul and Bill Laswell. This concert was recorded at the Fabrique Club in Hamburg, Germany, on Friday the 2nd of October 2009. The members of Trilok Gurtu's band are Carlo Cantini on violin and melodica, Phil Drummy on saxophone, flute and didgeridoo, Roland Cabezas on guitar, Johan Burby on bass, and Trilok Gurtu on drums and percussion and vocals. This is Trilok's composition, Kalavati. Thank you. Indian percussionist Trilok Gurtu with Kalavati, recorded at the Fabrique Club in Hamburg, Germany on Friday the 2nd of October 2009 by the EBU. Trilok Gurtu was on drums, percussion and vocals, Carlo Cantini on violin and melodica, Phil Drummy on the saxophone, flute and didgeridoo, Roland Cabezas was on guitar and Johan Burby was on the bass. Well, that's almost it for this week's programme. Next week, I have a concert set from the EBU 2010 Big Band, featuring Irish guitarist Mark McKnight. Plenty more jazz on Radio 3 with Jez Nelson on Monday nights at 11:15. This week, Jez digs out unheard tracks from the Jazz on 3 Volts, including music from saxophonist Jan Garbarek, David Murray's Caribbean-infused project featuring the Guokar Masters, and a chance to hear some session music from today's jazz lineup guest, Kit Downs, and his trio. We finish this week's jazz lineup with another young piano talent, Peter Rozsnoy. He attended the Franz Liszt Academy in Budapest, which is where I first met him whilst giving a masterclass. Much developed, he came to perform in London at the Hungarian Cultural Centre whilst on a European tour with his trio. The Hungarian Cultural Centre is a place where you can see gifted musicians from classical, folk, opera and jazz, and Peter is definitely one of their bright piano stars. He has a strong trio and delivered a fine album with Gorgi Orban on the bass and Andreas Mohe on the drums. The CD is called Autumn Witch, and this is A Night Out. Till next time, from me, Julian Joseph, bye-bye.
Hello, I'm John Shea, and this is Music Through the Night on BBC Radio 3. The players of the Boston Symphony Orchestra are the city's best-known musical ambassadors, but the early music movement in North America has its roots here too. The Boston Early Music Festival has run biennially since 1981, and we're going to hear a concert from the summer of 2009 now, interspersed with other music ranging from 18th-century American hymns to Brian Eno. Ensemble Zefiro marked its 20th birthday in a concert which began with this sonata for two oboes by Evaristo Felice Dall'Abaco. He was born in Verona but ended up working at the Bavarian court, having picked up some French influences on the way.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we welcome Holodeck.